Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is Hawk Topics because our buddy Steve Hawk is here. Hello, friend.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Welcome to January, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know. I didn't see you last week, right?
Nope.
So happy New Year.
Yep. Okay. Happy New Year.
Just wanted to make sure I didn't double dip on that.
Yeah. I took some time off.
Good for you.
May I share something with you before we get going on anything?
Please.
Yes. And it's food.
Oh.
One of the things that I miss the most about traveling for hockey are some of the bonuses that came with being up north, up in Canada.
Okay.
A lot of the candies, a lot of the treats, and a lot of the coffee.
Really? Okay.
That I would only find up in Canada. That.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I had a friend who ventured up north this weekend. He came back and he brought maple cookies.
Maple cookies.
True Canadian maple cookies. So, would you guys like a maple?
Well, I feel like it'd be rude if we said no.
I would like
Producer
to try
Steve,
one.
You don't get any. You're in a different room. Sorry.
Oh, bummer.
Well, so now,
they smell delicious, don't they?
In the shape of a maple. And then, oh, good God, that's powerfully, I mean, that's strong.
Yeah, it is.
The whole room is going to smell now like
you
syrup.
So there's crackers on the outside. Are those maple flavor?
Sure.
Mm.
And then the filling must be maple.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really good.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of like an Oreo from Canada.
Yeah,
So there you go.
Wow, that's good though,
yeah.
Steve.
Happy radio now that your mouth is full of dry cookie.
My goodness.
It's like a little portable maple bar.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's very good.
And I don't like maple bars at all. Never have.
Really?
But I can't sleep without having these.
Can that was very imagine? Nice of him.
It was.
Yeah.
Are they accessible in any part of Canada or specific?
I think
part?
Once you get across the border, boom, they're just right there. There's like guys on mounted.
It's their thing.
Okay. On the horse.
The Canadian Mounties are handing them out to tourists as you come across the border?
You can probably go to a store in Spokane and get them, but that's not as much fun. Mm. Nor do they taste as good. It's kind of like getting a hot dog at a ballpark. It's always going to taste better.
Yeah. It's true.
Kind of like you go up to Canada to get maple cookies. You don't buy them here in Spokane.
I never even heard of them.
Those are good.
Spokane.
They're really, really good. the New Year was good?
New Year's been great so far.
Okay.
What today is today? 6th?
Yep.
Easy.
Resolution's still intact?
Yep. That's why I don't make any.
Yeah. Let's go. You want to participate in our two-word challenge?
Two words. Done.
Okay. There you go. Two
that
words
was easy.
Is two okay. words. So, I see what you did.
Yeah. Well played, Steve Hawk.
Right, we came up with just two words that we would like to focus on for 20. It's not necessarily a resolution. I mean, you can color it however you like. But like mine would be organization and adventure.
That's three.
Well, and was just for your purposes.
Okay. I didn't know that there were semantics. let's see.
Steve, your words are?
Have fun.
Have fun. You know what? That's a good one. Technically, it's only one
event. No, it's two
event.
Words.
Have
fun. But you said it was two words. The name of the game.
I know. You and Kevin
words.
Both played it terribly, so congratulations.
Well, I didn't. I fixed mine.
It's true. You did.
Yeah. You had to fix it. You had to revise your.
He did.
Well, because I said
two words.
Health. I was
he
like,
also gave three words.
I said, health is wealth, you know, and I was saying why health was going to be my thing.
Yeah.
And then Steve just wrote it down and put it on the internet like that was my word.
Well,
and
because
like,
you said it was.
Well, I know. I said health, you know.
How about you guys learn to count in 2025?
All right.
All three of you.
Sounds mine good. Are now health and focus because I have a tendency to get lost upon things.
No way.
Very quickly.
Okay.
And next thing you know, I've wasted 15, 20 minutes. And that task.
News to all of us there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a little bit of that in all of us, I think.
Sure. I think so.
Like you go to do a chore and you get redirected, and the next thing you know, you're doing a different chore.
That's for sure. Yeah.
So, well, it's usually not a chore for me.
Well,
it ends up being.
Sure. You could be on your way to the bathroom and stop at the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I don't remember why I'm sitting in my chair looking at Facebook again. Yeah.
And why I only have one shoe on.
Yeah.
That could be a problem.
Well. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah, I like to have fun.
Have fun.
Have fun. Have more fun. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, not be so serious, not be so serious, not be so regimented, not be so, it's got to be this way.
You
I would
need
rather
fun.
Just, I just want to enjoy life.
I like,
one
I like
shot
the
at
concept.
This thing. Let's have fun.
Yeah, I like the concept there a lot. Yeah.
So what's your other word? So, I guess it's technically
two words. You told me to give you
more
two words
and fun.
Have fun.
Or have and fun. Yeah.
I don't understand how to play this.
Okay.
Simple valley math here tells me that I'm
okay,
done.
Technically it's two words or two phrases.
I get an A-plus on this project.
Two words or two phrases.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to have
two
fun.
Two
phrases. Two concepts, basically.
Or concepts, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
All right, let's go with eat last. Whatever.
I mean, whatever.
I mean, I love the food that I
Chick-fil-A?
Eat.
What are you,
Chick-fil-A? Yeah.
Oh, well, I love the food that I eat, and that's the problem. Well, I like to eat. It's so good. I want to eat more of it. Like, they'll say, hey, save that for tomorrow. No, it'll be 80% less good. So I'll eat it now.
Oh, I see.
Leftovers are delicious, but they're not as good as the real deal.
Sure.
So why not?
Unless it's pasta. Right.
Well, okay, but don't.
Don't ruin his thought.
Yeah,
come on, man.
So better to eat it now that it's warm and fresh.
I got you. Yeah, I understand how that works.
Next thing I know, I'm tipping the scale.
I've done that before where I've gone, well, it doesn't look like it's really enough to save.
Right. Oh, I do that all the time.
And you're like, well,
I did that last night.
Yeah.
I could have had spaghetti for lunch today.
Although Jay is the guy.
But I said that last night. Oh, this isn't enough to say.
Yeah.
I remember when Jay would bring in Tupperware sometimes.
Oh, man, yeah.
Like, it would be a Tupperware thing that is, like, smaller than a tuna fish can.
Yeah, it'd be, like, about a palmful of whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like goulash.
Little palm. Like a baby's palm.
Just one.
And it would be in there. And I would look at him and I go, wait, you took the effort? And he's like, yeah, I know. It's not very much. But
how great is it today?
And then you go like this. It's probably just going to make me mad more than anything because there's not enough of it. Yeah. But you still had it.
Yeah. And is that what happened?
Not usually, only because I don't really eat that much in the middle of the day, but because then I feel like I just want to lay down and take a nap.
Yeah. So, I could see that, especially like right in the middle of the show, like in the 9 o'clock hour, right in the 8 o'clock hour. You've been up for 4 hours by then. You just want something small.
Yep.
Keep me going.
Just kind of,
Yeah.
Exactly.
I could have a protein bar or I could have leftover goulash.
I mean, it's not terrible.
Dang.
But if you have too much of it by nine, you're like,
right. Yeah, I don't need to have pasta for breakfast.
Right.
Just a snack.
Just a little tiny nibble.
I like it. I like your thinking.
I might have to push this to the next segment.
All right. I can stick around. You guys want
to? You sure?
I'd love to.
Have you ever, I'll just give you this to think about.
Okay.
They're selling the, which house was it?
Maxwell House. Campbell House.
No.
Devaney House.
Oh, the Breaking Bad House.
Oh.
Valued at $350,000, but they're asking $4 million because of the celebrity.
Which house?
The one that gets destroyed.
The yellow one?
Walter's house.
Walter's house. So they were, it has the pool in the backyard, blah, blah, blah. So,
Is it in Albuquerque?
I think it is, Kevin. Yeah. So they're selling that. $4 million is the asking price. And again, the value of it's $350,000. But because of the celebrity.
Right.
So I was going to ask you, like, maybe put your thinking cap on, okay. Steve. When we come back for round two, think about famous houses that you think would be cool to live in.
Yeah.
All right? And we'll do that when we come back. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Vacuum.
This is the one where there's...
There's a V.
Right. Thank you, Kevin. And there's
I'm
going to
give you the letters.
No, wait. I think...
Just organize.
There's a sneaky one in there, isn't there?
Is there?
No, I'm not sure, because I always spell it wrong.
Go ahead. Give it a try.
V-A-C-C-U-M-N-E?
Kevin James.
Did you write that down?
Yeah, and it looked wrong, too.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Round two of Hot Topics, or Hawk Topics, as we like to say around here, because Steve Hawk is here.
Yeah, just hanging out and lucky enough to be able to come in here Monday mornings.
What famous house do you think you'd like to live in?
I don't know. I mean, maybe the Brady Bunch, because I'm trying to think of houses that you really see
cool
the house.
Yeah, that was a cool house.
And that was just featured in the intro, so you saw it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually you don't see the houses. It's just kind of a set. But
I feel like the Cosby Show was featured a lot, too.
That would be cool.
The house. Like, a lot of it happened in the house. And it just looked fancy. I don't really know.
Yeah,
well,
that one, it's just going to be a set. It's
absolutely,
not really
a,
so it's not a house you could get. The Christmas Story from the movie, that one I think just sold recently.
Yeah.
I think same with the Home Alone. The
McAllister
house.
Yes.
I thought I'd seen those.
That looked like a beautiful home.
And those homes, whether or not the interior is like it was in the movies,
no,
it's probably not. But they had good exterior shots, and that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean... What is it? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? I mean, it was a mansion. Yeah. Yes. You could probably live there.
Yeah, that place was nice.
Was it Ferris Bueller that had the cool all glass walls?
Yes. With the car.
That was with the car, yeah.
In Chicago.
That's right.
What about Yellowstone?
That'd be great.
That barn. It
wouldn't be too shabby to have that. You know,
that's there.
The beautiful house.
If I'm not mistaken, they just put up the Y for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then take it down when they're not filming.
Because I think you can, I think you can still stay there.
Yeah, I think it's a working ranch.
Yeah, I think they can rent it out, too.
I finally saw the owner of that ranch in an interview. Yeah, where he was like, and he was just a normal guy. Yeah. Didn't seem, but obviously he's done okay.
Well, they're only there for a month or two shooting what they need to shoot, and then they get out.
And not at all now.
And now it's over.
Yeah, plus a lot of it, I guess, was in Utah.
Yeah, so, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
What about like a cartoon like the Jetsons or something?
I don't remember their house very well.
How about, I live in the Flintstones, just live in a rock.
Yeah, or something
no
like that.
No windows.
That'd be cool, right?
Land of the Lost, just live in a cave with some sleet stacks.
Sleet stacks.
Which does make me think of the Mystery Machine with Scooby. And there's one that's floating around this town. Have you ever seen it, Hawk?
Yes, I have.
The van?
Yeah.
Someone has a van all painted up like the
done. Very creative, and I like machine. It. I do like that.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like that one better than the boat car?
I do.
Kevin?
Yeah, I think so, because it's, the boat car is cool and creative, but it's, I don't know, the Scooby van just, it puts a smile on my face.
It absolutely does. I was going to say,
and I've never seen the person who drives it. But I just want them
to get out. You can't,
because
it's a mystery.
And look like the biggest stoner, like Shaggy.
I thought, wasn't it a radio thing? Didn't somebody?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe. That could be.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm just wishful thinking.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember for sure.
All right, Kevin, what do you have for Steve?
Well, we go from that to, hey, Steve, now tell us about this. I was saying today that it's Howie Long's birthday.
Okay.
And growing up, Howie Long was like one of the first guys to just ever, like, I just idolized. I was like, dude, this guy is awesome. He had that neck roll on, and he was just so good. Number 75, so I was number 75. I got my hair cut like his, and I realized I don't have the same face. It doesn't look as good on me.
I bet it did, though. It was just a good old-fashioned mullet.
He was one of my first, like, man, I love that guy. I want to be like that guy. And did you have guys like that? I mean, obviously, I think we all have some of them. Sports figures are pretty easy. Anybody else?
Bo and Luke Duke, either one.
There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, come on. The Duke boys were real cool.
It's like the Burt Reynolds Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, when I was older, when I was really young, I think I wanted to be like Ricky Schroeder.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Silver Spoons.
Yeah.
Heck,
I want to live there, dude. Come on.
Come on, Fonzie.
Yeah.
He had a pretty good life.
Yeah, Fonzie wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
I do think that another one I had, and I don't even know why really, because I wasn't into animals that much, but I thought Grizzly Adams was the coolest guy, living up there away from everybody, just doing his thing. And then I found
I
out.
I don't even remember all that part. I just remember his face.
Right.
Years, a couple years later, that Dan Haggerty, the guy who played him, I think that was his name.
It was, yeah.
Got,
wow. Good memory.
Got arrested for cocaine and all this stuff. And I just remember
disappointing.
I was so crushed. Yeah. I was like,
I don't remember that. Now I don't like him as much.
Right. Maybe don't
I
meet your idols. Right. Yeah.
Now maybe I just like the bear.
You know who else I was really looking up to? Was, I can't remember his real name now. Steve Austin.
Oh, the $6 million man. Yeah.
But he was in The Fall Guy. He was the Steve Austin guy. He was a lot.
He was.
And I liked him, and so I think I always looked up to him too.
What the heck is his name?
Lee Majors.
Lee Majors. There you go.
I was like, TJ Hooker. No, I think that was another one of the shows he did.
I don't think that's right.
That's a different guy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
For sure. But he seemed awesome. Yeah. Another one that I kind of think back to, and I think all of us probably had a moment in time where we thought Rocky was the coolest.
Right. Right. T.J. Hooker was William Shatner, I mean, by the way.
Okay. No way.
same.
Rocky Balboa, T.J. Hooker.
Same diff.
Yeah.
I just saw an interview with Stallone where he was talking about the Rocky original. He had the script. He was broke. He sold his dog for $40.
Oh, wow.
So that he would have money to get through the week. Like, he was just...
That's
how broke he was.
Wow.
He was trying to do anything.
Don't you know you just take your dog with you to the corner and hold up cardboard?
That's the way you do it. Duh.
You only need 40 bucks.
It was too long ago. Maybe they didn't know back then.
Man, you don't sell it.
But he had just, they kept saying, yeah, we'll take the movie, the script for Rocky. We'll take it. We'll pay you for it. But you're not going to be the actor. We can't understand what you're saying. you're not.
You have an accent.
Yeah, it's not working. And they just stuck with it, and they wouldn't. And eventually, he finally got someone to bite on it.
That's crazy. And did Rocky. No dog humor then there.
Wow.
Ended up winning what? I believe an Oscar for Best Actor.
And then it was right after that they cast him in a non-speaking role. Rambo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't speak, just kill.
I just think of
Rocky without Sylvester Stallone. Come on,
be weird.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Steve, do you have a guy for that?
What?
Do you have a guy for that?
A guy for Rocky?
Yeah, we just played a song called "I Got a Guy for That," where he's like, "Oh, I got a guy for It's like as you start to get older, usually you end up with, "Oh, I can call a guy for this, and I can call a guy for that, and I can call a guy for this."
Got a plow guy. You got a
mower guy.
I don't really have a guy. I come to you when I need a guy.
Or sometimes we'll kind of put our heads together and come up with a guy.
We know a couple of guys that do a lot of guy stuff.
Yeah.
And so I can have a guy that does, you can be my guy for a few.
Sometimes if you just have a guy who knows a guy, that's your guy.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's your guy then. Jay's your guy, Steve.
Well, kind of, but I have a couple of guys like Jay. Like, I have another guy named Fred, where he knows a lot of guys who do a lot of guy things.
Is his last name Appliance?
Nope. And I can call him.
God.
And he can also say, I don't have that tool, but you know who does, or I don't have that.
That's handy.
Yeah,
it is great.
And it's always like I always thought in radio, we could have done a better job of getting a kid. Like, how do we not have our own doctor? Or our
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'd like to have a guy for that.
Yep.
Where it's just
like the big guy. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure I need antibiotics. And then they just go, okay, here you go, Jay and Kevin.
Right.
They just write a prescription.
Right.
Because that's what they also do. They work up here doing a few hours of nonsensical radio. And then they also write
They're cutting some commercials and they just have, they take out their script and they're like, let's go.
Yeah, so you want a part-time radio, part-time guy?
No, well, he could be a full-time doctor, but
I want him to be a real doctor.
I just want
him.
Because I was going to say, we've worked with a lot of guys who thought they were doctors.
That's true. Yeah. That one guy got in trouble for it.
I just want to be able to text him and go, hey, you know what? A little sore throat. I'll swing by about 2,
I've got some. He's the guy.
He's our guy.
I got something for that.
Yeah.
I just always kind of wanted that.
That would be a great guy to have, yeah. But no, you don't really have one particular guy.
I don't. I don't. I used to have a neighbor who lived across the street from me who really wanted to be my dad, and he was kind of like my guy.
Well, that's kind
of
fun.
I was in my 20s. It was my first house.
Sure,
I didn't
yeah.
have a lot of the things you needed, and he had
that's a good
everything.
Guy. That's a good guy.
He was a really nice old guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. He'd walk across the street. Hey, guy.
Yeah, that's great for home, for sure. Because, especially like you said, the tool thing is...
Yeah, he had everything.
Had the tools, was willing to share, and knew how to use them.
The smarts. That was, I'd go over there and say, I don't know how to do this. Oh, well, whippersnapper. Right.
He's no Fred Appliance, but...
Did he leave? No, I should... I'm not going to ask.
For a while.
Oh, dang it. You know what? Why did I... I don't know. Why did...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What's your average, Steve? Twice a week, once a week? What do you got?
Maybe on average, twice a month.
Twice a month, okay.
Oh, geez, really?
Kevin James.
Or maybe 4 times a month. I don't know.
Well, that'd be once a week.
So once a week. Yeah, so you did say that, yes.
Yeah, that's all right. Go ahead.
Sorry,
yeah,
I was just saying.
I don't know, Jay, around 52 times a year.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Lucky it's Clip of the Day time.
It is already on this first Monday of 2025. And today, this guy, I don't know why he's doing a bunch of interviews. I'm sure it's maybe because of the show Shrinking, because he's on the show Shrinking, and he's also one of the writers of it. Brett Goldstein, the man who also played Roy Kent on
Ted Lasso.
The Ted Lasso show. Yeah. Yeah, he was awesome. And his character that he plays on Shrinking is so different.
Really?
So, so different. But obviously, he's very funny, and he's from across the pond.
Yeah, he's not from around these parts, yeah.
As they say. So when he's doing his interviews and stuff, he has a very thick accent still. But he was talking about just things in America that he has found that he's sort of enjoyed.
And in Denver, went to Denver, and I discovered the greatest American. We're in Denver, right? We're in a bar. And after the show, and these bros are like over there, and they're like, "Hey, you ever had a corn dog?" And I was like, "No, I don't know what that is." And they were like, and they went, "Get him a corn dog." And they were like, "This can be hilarious." And I was like, "Am I being punked? I don't know what's happening." And they ordered me a corn dog, and they all got their phones out, and I'm like, "What is this?" And then the corn dog comes. They're like, "It's gonna be hilarious. You eating a corn dog?" I had one bite of it. I said, "Get me four more corn dogs."
Right.
The food of the gods.
I love that.
Yes.
That's great.
The food of the gods.
So, so good.
Am I being punked? I don't understand what a corn dog is.
Which is weird to think you don't know it, but then also smart, and the guys, the bros, as he called them.
There's a bunch of bros there. Bunch of bros. The fake there. Laughing that he's doing is hilarious.
He doesn't know a corn dog.
Typical bros.
Yeah, typical Denver. Come
but
on,
then
man.
He tries a corn dog, and he realizes, give me four more.
That's great.
That is great. I also heard, I think in that same interview, maybe he was talking about his role as Roy Kent on Ted Lasso.
Sure.
And he was saying that, you know, it became such a cool character, basically, but it was not supposed to be him. He was he was a writer for the show, and he was doing all this, and they just were like, you know, he brought it up once, and they were like, no. And they
being the actor for that part?
They're like, yeah, no, it doesn't work. And just kept going. And so he finally said, one day I just decided I'm going to take like 5 scenes from the show with Roy, and I'm going to do what I think Roy Kent is supposed to be.
Right.
And I did. I recorded like 5 things, and I just gave it to him. Didn't say a word, just gave it to him, and they basically
next
said,
next thing you know, huh?
Okay, yeah, you're Roy Kent.
That's funny.
I mean, we're going to write you into the show even more because they just love
the
character.
Oh, he was a great character for
he
that.
He really was.
Yeah. And also one of those deals where once you see somebody in there and it feels like that fits them so perfectly, you can never imagine anybody else.
Right? That's so hard.
Yeah. I mean, and that goes for all the people in that show, really. Once you get that attached to those characters, you can't imagine somebody else playing that character.
Nope. You're just like, that's not going to work.
Right. No, he's very funny.
I did see that the other day with a show that I used to watch when it first came out, like in the maybe mid-2000s is my guess. The show Vegas or Las Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, I remember the show.
It was called Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Buddy the Elf's dad.
James Caan?
James Caan.
Okay.
Thank you, Jay.
Buddy the Elf's dad.
I knew you'd get it if I said that.
What a great way to
Walter Hobbs.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He was the main guy. Ed, I believe, was his name on that show, and he was the boss guy, right?
Okay, yeah.
For a long time, and he
plays
like,
that role very well.
He's so good. Yeah. Yeah, he was so good in that show, and I really enjoyed him. And then somehow I lost track of the show, and I came back, and the boss was not him anymore.
Oh, no.
It was Tom Selleck.
Oh, weird.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, okay.
I mean, he's in love with Monica.
Yes.
How could he be a mob guy?
He can't be, right.
He's always Mr. Nice Guy.
And so,
except for when he's the head of the NYPD, you know, then he's...
See, that was just it.
Not super nice.
I think that's maybe where they realized, okay, he's good at this, you know, cop, security, whatever, you know, whatever he was. And so
Police
I only watched,
Kevin,
I haven't
come on.
Watched a ton of the shows with him as the
Is it still going?
Main character. I just saw it pop up the other day. What in the heck is the Cozy Network?
What?
What did Cozy used
to
be?
Oh,
because
I saw
that is for somehow I've ended up on Cozy a lot.
Is that the CW? Or is that different?
Cozy TV. Let's see what it says here, guys.
It's COZI, right?
COZI. And yeah. I'm not sure that that's Cozy, but that's what I want to say.
No, it's Cozy.
Feels cozy.
Is an American free-to-air television network owned by the NBC stations.
Mm.
Oh.
It's free? I don't think it's free. I feel like I'm paying for it. I mean, maybe you can get it free somewhere. Okay, that makes sense. They probably run a lot of the NBC shows. It does
seem like
like that is
it's like their landing area for the older shows. Is that what they do? It's their MeTV or whatever?
Yeah, it could be. Current programming, King of Queens. See, but that wasn't.
That's current programming, all right.
Yeah, well, yes.
Current Bones, for them, but yeah. Yeah, I could see it.
Married with Children.
Oh, I'm looking at their schedule today, yeah.
The
Munsters.
Roseanne,
the
Munsters.
Oh, wow.
Frasier.
Yeah, King of Queens,
I mean,
yeah.
they got some stuff that's definitely... Yeah, I was like, why do I keep ending up on this station? But yeah, I did.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't list Vegas at all, so now I don't know if that's where I watched it.
No, but
not.
I now know where to catch the Munsters. I'm super excited about
that. The Munsters. That could be followed by...
.com.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you want to see the phone or the box?
Just the base. So he keeps the box on the counter.
Now she's laughing at me.
Well, I mean, I don't know of anybody else that keeps their work phone like in the original container that it came in.
Kevin James.
Well, Jay, I don't know.
I know.
I don't really have a reason.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
No truer words were spoken. I don't know. Hey, coming up in about 15 minutes, a little bit less, we are going to qualify you for a two-night stay at Silver Mountain, including a one-bedroom condo for four. Mm-hmm. Four ski lift tickets. You know, you got the whole gondola ride thing. You got the water park passes. We're going to go ahead and qualify you for that staycation. Coming up at 10 o'clock. We do it at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4.
Final thoughts.
All right, Steve-O.
Yo, almost stuck.
Almost?
Almost. Not quite. This ever happened to you? Jay, you were nice enough to provide me with some Pringles.
Yes.
This morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was like 3/4 of the way eaten.
Yeah, so, that's how I do it.
So I dug my little paws in there.
Right.
And I almost got stuck.
Yeah.
But have no fear. Didn't happen.
I mean, the commercial's real.
Oh, yeah, where the guy gets his hand in there.
Yeah,
I agree.
Kevin, you can't get your hand in there, can you?
I can't, so I don't even try, Jay. Yeah. I just dump them into my mouth.
Yeah.
That's probably the better approach, but it's just so, I don't know. It feels more convenient just to reach down in there, grab some chips.
Get your hand stuck. That does seem convenient.
I do.
Yeah, I agree.
I tend to do the pour right to the edge and then grab them. You know, like I try to get it right to the very edge of the container, and then I can just reach in there with a couple of fingers and grab out. I'll usually only grab out one or two dozen at a time.
Right. Do you guys do the duck?
The duck bill?
Duck.
The Pringle?
Yeah.
I mean, duh.
I think everybody has done that at least once in their life.
Yeah.
They may not do it all the time now as adults. I mean, yes, we still do.
Right.
You're consistent.
Yeah.
100%
consistency.
Yeah. No, but I think it's fun. Pringles are great until your wife shoots it with the app and it says no.
Final thoughts.
What do they have? Paint?
I don't know what they have.
Jay got this new app that they're scanning
everything.
I think
they got a zero, Kevin. I think I got a zero.
They got a zero?
I think it got a zero.
Out of zero?
Or like a
out
one.
Out of 100?
Out of 100, yeah.
Oh, 100? Well, thanks for the chips anyway. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're young. You're fine.
They're not taking taste into account, are
Absolutely
they?
Absolutely not. No.
They should.
No, I know.
Man, I'd like to see all the bad stuff in there. Steve offered me some this morning, and I said, oh, thanks, man, but I'm good. I'm glad I said no.
Yeah, for sure.
Could have been dead by the end of the show.
We're stuck.
Hey, I wanted to give a shout-out. NFL playoffs are here, you know, and there's... I don't necessarily have a... What do they say? A dog in the fight.
Right.
I don't have a dog in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
there's teams I like a little bit. You know, and of course, I'm always going to root for Cooper Kupp because Coop's just, he's a cool dude. And, you know, he's from Washington State. He was an Eastern Eagle. Mm-hmm. He just deserves the love. But this one has got me a little excited as well. Devin Culp. Do you remember Devin?
I do.
Of course, he played, you know, football and basketball at G Prep. But it's football where that man's massive body kept leading him, played for UW. And he's playing for the Bucks and has been playing, you know, a couple receptions each week the last few weeks. And so it's just kind of cool. It's cool to see him out there doing it. It's a genuine local Spokane boy.
Yeah. I saw a picture of him the other day, you know, with the full beard and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And looks, I was like, oh, he looks different. He looks like, you know,
an NFL player.
Oh, man.
Right, Jay? I know. Crazy. It is funny.
He's like 6'4", 250 or something like that.
Yeah, he's big, absolutely. Big dude. He is an absolute monster. And Steve.
Wow.
He was the one that, remember our Uber driver?
Yes.
And
that
he
was his cousin?
Telling us as he was driving us around with broken ribs.
Mm.
And every turn he took, he was like, oh, I just got to get through it, though. I got to through it. He was tough. And he said, yeah, I don't play football anymore, but I'm kind of living through my cousin now.
Okay.
Or nephew or what?
Oh, maybe it was nephew. Was
some
it,
sort of family member.
Yeah, he's related to Devin somehow. And so,
that's great.
And he told us that. And sure enough, there he is.
It reminded me of the episode of Shrinking when the episode's called Full Grown Dude Face.
Full Grown Dude Face.
Yeah, and when I saw,
remember that episode.
Oh, it's you know, his daughter's boyfriend because he looks like he's 30. And he's how old is he? Like 35? He's got full grown dude face.
Full grown.
And that dude made face. Me laugh, and I remembered that. So when I saw Devin, I'm like, man, talk about
That is full grown. And Jay, you probably, I mean, like he was buddies with Coop a little bit. They they hung out together when they were kids, like little kids.
Right.
And so it is always weird when you see those guys. When they turn into full-grown dude face, and you're just like, okay, that's a big bad dude right there.
Yeah, for sure. Final
thoughts.
Well, there's a lot of world records that I want no part of.
Yeah, there's some real dumb ones out there.
This one happened on December 23rd near San Francisco. It's yet to be confirmed, but they're pretty sure they will confirm it. A 23-year-old American dude set the record for the biggest wave ever surfed. And if you see the video of this thing, it's the most frightening thing you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, man.
It was 108 feet tall. So almost 11 stories tall. And he looks like just a, you know, looks like a little Jiminy Cricket surfing in the wave there.
108?
Yeah. It's the scariest looking thing you've ever seen.
God.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be terrible if he missed it by a foot or something?
Well, the old record was 80
or 93.7 or something.
Yeah. 90. It was.
That's not what I just said.
It's so dumb.
Well, that's. I was reading it right off this.
In the
dungeon.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
In just a couple of minutes, we'll qualify someone for that staycation to Silver Mountain. Awesome little vacation staycation, if you will. We'll qualify you. We do it at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4. Okay, so we'll do that in just a second. I often don't feel super sorry for people who live in New York City. But did you see the thing that started there today about this congestion tax?
No.
So if you drive into the city into a certain part of New York City and you have to have like a pass that you stick on like you do for paying tolls and that.
Sure. Okay.
And it charges you $9 a day to get into that certain part of the city. It's congestion tax. They're trying to, you know, convince people not to drive in there. There's too many cars.
Okay.
Can you imagine? First of all, you have to put up with the congestion. Then they're going to tax you $9 a day. So for a month, you know, if you went to work every day, it's $180.
Wow.
It's insane.
That is wild.
Yeah. And they certainly, I'm sure, will cut way back on the congestion.
Huh. Yeah, do people stop driving because of it?
I don't know what you would do. I'm just glad that we don't have to deal with that.
I guess, yeah, why, you take a train or something? Or?
Yep. I'm sure they could. Huh. That's the whole point, is they're trying to. I'm sure the money will go to a good cause.
Oh, yeah. It always does.
Oh, man.
We are so glad you came. Special. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
The only congestion tax I'm paying is this Mucinex. You know what I'm saying?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Hello.
Are they all gone?
That was good.
That one was free, guys.